Well, what a privilege it is that we all have various talents and various ways to express the praise to our Heavenly Father. We can play some instruments, and some of us can play them better than the others. And we also have an instrument that's built in, that we just come created with it. And that's a wonderful gift that we can offer right back to our Heavenly Father when we sing together or when we hear others sing. And so that is going to be our privilege for this afternoon. And as a first portion of our song service, we will invite the children's Bible class to sing two hymns, This Is the Day and Just a Closer Walk. And so we invite all of our young students who've been learning about the scriptures and also learning these two songs during our convention.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it.
This is the day.
wonderful. We appreciate the nice hymns and what the meaning is. And we also are glad that you had the time to both learn these songs as well as be in your classrooms and learn about the scriptures. So thank you. And we thank the brethren who are involved in this year's Bible class and singing program. And we will now have the privilege of listening to two hymns sung by Sister Mallory Petrozzi. The first one is Boundless Grace, which is hymn number 37. And the second one you will recognize as the hymn, The Holy City. One night I had a dream. Sister Mallory.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
Thank you, Sister Mallory and Sister Patricia. Hosanna forevermore. And as we consider the story and the history of Jerusalem and its symbolism, how beautiful symbols we see in the future of the new Jerusalem, which is like the bride prepared to give blessings to the world of mankind. And we now look forward to a song entitled Days of Elijah from our Chicago choir and orchestra, which has been formed quite impromptu in the last few days. And we appreciate the brethren's efforts and their desire to praise the Lord through this song, Days of Elijah.
Test. Okay. So we've already had a couple of talks that mentioned Elijah, and I understand Brother Homer's going to mention the wind, earthquake, and fire in his next service, and Brother Ernie is going to mention Isaiah 40, prepare you the way of the Lord. So all of these words are in this hymn we're going to sing. And many of you know this hymn. If you don't, it's really easy to join along with us. So on the choruses, please join with us. We're really excited about presenting this. We'll do a little check here first to see. We should turn the piano on. Okay. Say hello, girls.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Here we go.
To send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore.
So we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, lift your voice, spear of jubilee, loud on Zion's hill, salvation.
These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Elijah came to a cave at Horeb, and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah? He said, I have been very zealous of the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek to take my life, to take it away. So he said, Go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord was passing by. And a great and strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces of rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Restore the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse.
Thank you, dear brethren. What a wonderful composition and performance. And we appreciate the sentiments in the history of Elijah, the symbols included there, and his zeal for the Lord. We will now be hearing Brother Stephen Cavanaugh, who will sing "He Was Despised." Brother Stephen.
Someone may wonder why I chose this song to sing, but it's one of those songs from Handel's Messiah, but I find that a lot of times in life, you might find that you've been treated unjustly or whatever. But then when I listen to the words of this song, my little trials are nothing compared to what our Lord went through. I'm a note here. He was despised. Despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was despised, rejected. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And acquainted with grief. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He gave his back to the smiters. He gave his back to the smiters and his cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. And his cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. And his cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. He hid not his face from shame and spitting, he hid not his face. From shame, he hid not his face. From shame and spitting, he was despised, despised and rejected, rejected of men,
a man of sorrows, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
We were all like sheep, lost without him, and yet it was for our sake that he was to be despised and rejected and acquainted with grief. Thank you, Brother Stephen. Finally, to finish our song service, we have our brethren from Milwaukee, and we look forward to the two hymns that they will sing. The Strong and Righteous Man of Galilee is the first one, and the second one, There is a Quiet Understanding.
Strong, righteous man of Galilee, with granted peace we follow thee in temple court. Thy cleansing rod on Pharisees, the scorn of God. With granted peace we follow thee, strong righteous man of Galilee. Firm peaceful man of Galilee, with granted strength we follow thee, not to revenge, but heal and pray, to turn thy cheek and tribute pay. With granted strength we follow thee, firm peaceful man of Galilee. Calm, suffering man of Galilee, with granted grace we follow thee. Love that so well share Martha's loss, forgive the nails and take the cross. With granted grace we follow thee, calm, suffering man of Galilee. God's peaceful man of Galilee, love's triumph we shall follow thee, to overcome and faithful be, as he did love our enemy. Love's triumph we shall follow thee, God's peaceful man of Galilee.
When we're gathered in the Spirit, it's a promise that he gives us when we gather in his name. There's a love we feel in Jesus. There's a manna that he feeds us. It's a promise that he gives us when we gather in his name. And we know when we're together, sharing love and understanding, that our brothers and our sisters feel the oneness that he brings.
you, Jesus, for the way you love and feed us, for the many ways you lead us. Thank you, thank you.